ASAP. Any score, any place. We'll pull up on your boat, gang, or don't bang.
Bro, who's making this shit? No, who did this?
Let's go. Come on.
I'm so tired from watching.
90-yard touchdown. 90-yard touchdown.
What is up and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always by my co-host, David Drogemeyer, and we are two writers who got our start at San Diego Sports Domination, Slam Diego's top sports blog, and we've been covering the Chargers for over five seasons now, doing our own Facebook Live show, Chargers Domination Live, which airs weekly during the season on Facebook, and this is our third season as the host of the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys. Well, yesterday we got finished recapping the Week 3 Hard Knocks episode for the Chargers. There was a lot of good stuff to get into, but today we're going to get back to what's been happening in training camp, and specifically today we're going to be talking about an article from Daniel Popper talking about all the players whose training camp stock has risen or dropped so far during these practices. So to start it, we're going to be getting into the guys whose stock has dropped so far, and then wrap up the show with some of the guys who have been impressing. But we're going to start with the news that Justin Herbert and Kenneth Murray both got to speak with the media on Wednesday, and they had some pretty interesting things to say. So we're going to start there. Justin Herbert definitely has the quarterback speak part of his position down for sure. A lot of really great opportunities. I mean, I think we're going to hear a lot of that during his career. Maybe he'll listen up though. We'll see. But let's go ahead and get into it. On Wednesday, the Los Angeles Chargers made both of their first-round picks available to the media. This is Daniel Wade, joined by David Drogemeyer with your Locked On Chargers lead story. For the first time since training camp started, we got to see quarterback Justin Herbert, the team's sixth overall pick, and Kenneth Murray, the Chargers' other first-round pick, speak with the media. And Justin Herbert had a lot of very quarterback-like answers. He definitely didn't want to ruffle any feathers, but there were some really good moments. Him talking about how Kellen Clemens is a guy he's reached out to, a former Chargers backup quarterback, and also his head coach from Oregon, Mario Cristobal. But really, I think the main theme from him, David, so far was just it's really been a learning experience.
Definitely, and I think the Chargers organization knew that it was going to be a learning experience for Justin Herbert, because there's only so much that you can get accomplished over Zoom meetings, going over the playbook and stuff like that. You got to be able to go out there and put that knowledge into practice and get that muscle memory hammered down. And for Justin Herbert, there's a lot of things that are changing for him. In college, he rarely ever took a snap from under center. He's learning how to do that now, and there's a whole lot of other things about the game that he needs to pick up to be ready. The Chargers are expecting to have Tyrod Taylor be the starting quarterback, so Justin is going to have plenty of time to get that under his belt. But I think you get a good understanding and a look into his psyche when he made some comments about what the quarterback position was all about. He said, being a good QB does not come down to every single little play. It's much bigger than that. It's all about putting your team in position to win. You might throw an incompletion, you might throw an interception, but it's always about coming back on the next one, putting your team back in position. So I think that's a very, very good mentality and outlook to have. He understands that he's going to have to be more than just the quarterback. He's going to have to be the leader. He's going to have to be the guy that's going to be that general on the football field. And we all know that he has the intelligence for it. So I think we're all waiting patiently to see what Justin Herbert is going to look like at the NFL level.
Absolutely, and the message I took away from that was basically just to be a quarterback, you need to be resilient. You can't dwell on the things that you did wrong. You have to just keep trying to get better. But on a less serious note, they asked him about his rookie orientation, and the song that he chose to sing in front of the team was Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which is a classic. He said he hoped people would sing along with him. Unfortunately, they did not sing along with him. So hopefully we get to see that on week four of HBO's Hard Knocks. The other first-round rookie that got to speak with the media was Chargers linebacker Kenneth Murray, who has missed some time already during training camp with soreness, as Anthony Lynn put it, but he did open up a little bit about what he is going to be doing for this defense and what his experience has been like transitioning to the NFL.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, you get that presence with Kenneth Murray that he's just that alpha dog. When he steps into a room, even if it's a virtual room, you get that feeling that this guy is all business and he really loves football. And one of the things that definitely caught my attention is when Kenneth Murray said that he's very pleased that the coaching staff is allowing him to focus on one position at Mike, which is the linebacker that's going to be in the middle of the three linebackers that are on the football field. He said that it'll allow him to play faster and get to an even higher level as a player this season. I think that's a very good approach for the Chargers coaching staff. They did say before that they want to throw a lot of information at players and see what they can retain, but in an offseason like this where a lot of their offseason programs have been cut short, I think it's important for Kenneth Murray to be able to focus on one position, learn how to master that, and be able to play that position at an elite level before you start throwing other things on his plate as well. But Kenneth Murray seems like a very sharp kid, and he has a great mindset about playing the linebacker position. He said it's just getting to the point where I know the scheme like the back of my hand. I'm able to know the little nuances and allow my athletic ability to react and make plays. Kenneth Murray wants to get that playbook down 100% and know exactly what he's doing on the football field and be able to go out there and just let that elite speed athleticism take over. Kenneth Murray's athleticism and speed in the middle of the defense is something the Chargers have sorely missed.
It's been a while since they've had a linebacker that's been able to have that kind of athleticism. And I think as the middle of the three linebackers, I think it will very much simplify what he is going to do, not only against the running game, but also in coverage as well. Now, Drew Tranquil, so far at practice, has moved over to the weak side linebacker position. And between him and Murray, it's going to be the most athletic linebacking duo the Chargers have had in a long time. And it's really not that close. But he also had some really cool stuff to say about what's been going on in his life as well, mentioning the fact that he just bought his mother a house, which must be just an incredible feeling to buy your parents a house and just not have them have to worry about that. So we got to hear a little bit about these rookies and how they're transitioning to the NFL and how the NFL has changed their life so far. But we do have two more segments to get into because we're going to be talking about training camp and the guys who have impressed so far and also some guys who could be falling off the coach's radar with their play. And we're going to get into that right after this. But first, I need to tell you guys that if you need any sort of auto parts, there's only one place to go, and that is rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. You just got to go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. You don't need to go to the store and try to find a place that has your part in stock. The best place to get it is from rockauto.com. And the great thing about RockAuto is that you know you're going to get a great price. You would get the same price as a mechanic because they are cutting out the middleman and they can give you the best prices. So all you got to do is go to rockauto.com, save yourself a headache, know where you're going to get it, and get the part delivered right to your door. And make sure when you get your part that you write "locked on" in their "how did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. So yesterday we talked about Hard Knocks and we gave you guys a little recap of what happened in this week's episode, but we didn't really get to talk about what was happening currently with the Chargers in training camp. And today we're going to be talking about a list from Daniel Popper from The Athletic, talking about some guys for the Chargers who have seen their stock rise or fall so far during training camp. And we're going to start here with the guys whose stock has fallen in training camp. And it starts with, and what he basically talks about here, David, is the fact that we know that the Chargers said all of these things during the offseason about how they're going to find a place for Desmond King and he's going to compete at all of these positions. But basically what Popper's saying here is when these guys are out here on the field, when they're with the first team offense and when they're with the first team defense and everybody is out there, Desmond King is still not finding his way onto the field. He's had some time with safeties. He's had some time at his slot cornerback position. But even Chris Harris Jr. kind of said it best. When he's on the field, if the Chargers are in their base formation with only two cornerbacks on the field, it's going to be Chris Harris Jr. and Casey Hayward Jr. on the outside. When it goes to three corners, he moves down into the slot and Michael Davis comes on the field. And it's hard to see him, you know, winning a safety spot on this team right now with Rayshon Jenkins, Nazir Adderley at free safety, and Derwin James at strong safety. So I understand why so far in camp, having not really got to see him start a bunch, that his stock would be going down.
Yeah, Desmond King just is a guy without a position right now. I mean, in a place in the secondary where there's so many different weapons at Gus Bradley's disposal, it just seems like Desmond King doesn't have a starting spot anywhere right now. As soon as Chris Harris Jr. put pen to paper and signed his contract with the Chargers, that spelled the end of Desmond King being the slot corner for the Chargers. But it seems like he's going to be everywhere. So, and this is a great problem for Gus Bradley to have with all the talent, but how do you fit all these pieces in? And even though Desmond King has said to have made plays in practice, it's just not been enough. And also we know that he's been having trouble with last year he had trouble being the punt returner with all the drops and all the issues he had there. So there's no guarantee that he's even going to be doing that this year as well. So a lot of turmoil and a lot of change for Desmond King, but he's just going to have to go out there and make plays. That's the only way he's going to see himself getting on the football field more and more.
And Popper also mentions the fact that Nazir Adderley is fully healthy now. He's out there making plays. And if the Chargers are going to try to squeeze somebody in, it might be Nazir Adderley at free safety and then moving Rayshon Jenkins down to a dime linebacker position. And I think when that's the case, I mean, where do you really find a spot to put him? Obviously, it's great depth, but at this point, it's hard to see him winning a starting job coming out of camp.
Which is why those rumors, those trade rumors, get stronger and stronger about Desmond King.
Well, and it's something that we've talked about this whole offseason, and I've really talked about it a bunch of times, just saying, like, I still don't necessarily get how it makes sense for him to get playing time on this defense, especially if they're so high on Rayshon Jenkins, meaning that that spot is not up for grabs, and they brought in Chris Harris Jr. for a specific reason. So if Chris Harris Jr., you know, keeps playing out on the outside, and then you have Desmond King in there at slot corner, I guess I understand it, but Adderley's also been taking some snaps at slot corner as well. So, I mean, it's really hard to understand what they're going to do with Desmond King, but he has shown himself to be a playmaker, and you want to try to get those guys on the field. The next guy, this is going to definitely hurt some people, is Forrest Lamp, as a guy who has seen his training camp stock go down so far with these practices. And basically what he mentions on here is, first, you thought that maybe you have a chance to get some left tackle reps because the coaching staff specifically mentioned that. And then, you know, Anthony Lynn kind of backed down and said, you know, well, you know, we might throw him out there for a couple of snaps. But according to Popper here, he has not lined up at left tackle for any of the snaps so far during these practices. And one thing that he's also mentioning on here, David, is that he sees Dan Feeney as entrenched as the starter at left guard. So finally, he doesn't see a position battle at left guard. He thinks that Dan Feeney is just the guy, and his position's not really in danger, and that's not really a good thing, I don't think, for the Chargers, just because we know what Dan Feeney is. But if that's the case, I mean, it's really obvious that Forrest Lamp's stock is going down.
Yeah, well, I mean, how long can we just defend Forrest Lamp? I mean, we all love Forrest Lamp on this show. We've made no bones about that. But after a while, you have to start thinking to yourself, is it the coaching staff just really have a hard on or just really love everything that they've seen from Dan Feeney? Or is it the fact that Forrest Lamp just isn't good enough to beat Dan Feeney out? That's the thing. It's just, we know this coaching staff has their favorites and they definitely prefer certain guys. And it seems like Dan Feeney is one of those guys. The time is now for Forrest Lamp. I mean, he doesn't have any time left. He basically has to go out there and press and play football this year, or he might find himself not on another team. He might find himself out of the league.
Yeah, and I think he would definitely get another chance just because I think those high round picks always carry a certain thing with them, at least their first free agency period, where another team could be like, oh, well, they couldn't get out of him what we can because he was so injured, or it's whatever true. The case may be. But at the same time, I think that I just hope if this coaching staff allows Dan Feeney to just have that position, that once he goes out there and if he starts getting blown past and he is the obvious weak point on the left side of the Chargers offensive line, that they're willing to make an in-season change at the position, because seeing Dan Feeney be untouchable on this offensive line is something I think is patently absurd, as one of the worst left guards in football over the last few seasons, even though, you know, every once in a while, the second half of the season, he starts playing well for a couple of games, but it's just,
it's not
to think of him as, you know, untouchable when Anthony Lynn says that he wants competition at every position, I just think is crazy. But another guy on here could be a little bit of a surprise, because it's tight end Donald Parham. And basically what he says on here is that he's flashed a little bit, but he still hasn't been able to make consistent enough plays at the tight end position to really just lock his spot in ahead of Steven Anderson, who's the other guy, and we'll get to potentially in the next segment. But as far as Donald Parham, David, we have seen some things about him blocking pretty well in one-on-one blocking situations, but Daniel Popper here thinks that Donald Parham definitely hasn't helped his chances of making the team.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually agree with this one. I mean, when I actually saw this one in his article, after reading all the other options and names and people that he put on the on this list, I agreed with, you know, I'd say 96 or 97% of them. But when I looked at Donald Parham, just compared to the things that the coaching staff have said about Donald Parham, especially from Anthony Lynn saying that he's been more impressed with his blocking ability than he expected, that's kind of gives me a little bit of pause and says, I don't know if this is actually on par with what the coaching staff is seeing. Now, I mean, hey, there are other tight ends that are making plays, and right now there is definitely an opportunity for a backup tight end spot. Behind Hunter Henry, there isn't many pass-catching options, so there is a job to be had there. So I just don't know if I agree with Daniel Popper's thoughts saying that his stock is going down. Hey, he's the one that practices, so, I mean, maybe he has a better idea than I do.
Well, and basically it comes down to it's either Donald Parham or Steven Anderson, or potentially both. But he also mentions the fact that there's still time. But Daniel Popper himself had an article talking about how Donald Parham looked pretty good in the blocking part of practices, you know, stonewalling Emeka Egbuwe, among some other plays that he had mentioned in there. So there's still some hope and there's still some time. But you think they want to give him every shot just because they brought him in specifically for that. But if the other guy is just practicing better, looking better, they're going to have a tough decision to make. And the last guy isn't really on the chopping block, I wouldn't say, for losing his roster spot, but I don't think it's also a surprise that he's on here, and that is Denzel Perryman, who has seen his stock drop just because the Chargers picked a rookie in the first round. But I think the interesting thing here is, David, is we didn't know even where Drew Tranquil would be. I mean, if they had Drew Tranquil at the will linebacker position, the weak side linebacker position, and that's the one that Kenneth Murray was going to, we weren't necessarily sure if it was going to be a Denzel Perryman, Kenneth Murray situation, or if they were going to try to have both of these guys that we like. I mean, as far as every down linebackers, Drew Tranquil and Kenneth Murray. And even with the soreness here, David, he's talking about on here that Kenneth Murray is playing the Mike linebacker position, which for me, I believe that that's the best place for him to start. I think he can always transition to being a weak side linebacker if that suits him better. But give Drew Tranquil more of the coverage responsibility on the outside. Really simplify things for Kenneth Murray. Usually the blitzer is the weak side linebacker, and I think that, and Kenneth Murray is the better blitzer of the two of them. But it's no surprise to see Perryman kind of looking on the outside, looking in.
Yeah, well, I think the last several years you've seen Denzel Perryman's role in this defense decrease every single game. And also it doesn't help that Denzel Perryman got in trouble with the team as well last year. Not only has he been dealing with injuries, but his play has been inconsistent, and then you're getting in trouble with the team. So just his stock altogether, I'd say just over the years has really gone downhill to now to where he finds himself to be in a rotation and not really the starting linebacker anymore. I don't think Denzel Perryman is going to be the guy that you're going to see on the football field a lot. Now, is this an effort just to get Kenneth Murray more reps just to get him ready? Or, and because Denzel Perryman's the veteran and they already know what to expect out of him? Or is it really you're going to see Kenneth Murray out there and you're going to see Drew Tranquil out there as the starting linebackers and you're going to see Denzel Perryman rotate in? Honestly, I think that's probably the most effective way to get the young, fresh, faster linebacker on the football field and rotate Denzel Perryman in an effort to keep him fresh so he can continue being a difference maker as a physical linebacker in the run game. Because when he's going good in that aspect, Daniel, he's still a very dangerous, physical, violent hitter.
He is a violent hitter, and unfortunately I think that's too much of his game. I think just in the modern NFL these days, you need guys that can be out there for all three downs, and that's always what you're looking for. So for short yardage situations, goal line situations, if you can have Denzel Perryman sell out on a gap and try to stop something from going in that gap, I think it's something that he can do. But I don't think he looked good in open space last year, and I think that's something that Drew Tranquil and Kenneth Murray will be a lot better at. therefore missing a lot less tackles, therefore giving up less big plays, because that's what those big missed tackles can do, as we saw too many times last season. But we still have four more guys to talk about. We have all the guys whose training camp stock is rising coming up right after this. But first, I need to tell you guys that talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off and blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether. And we have excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about. With a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get some free online evaluations and ongoing care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If the medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet, and all you have to do is go to GetRoman.com/XXX and complete the online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL, all caps, one word, GetRoman.com/LockedOnNFL. All right, so we got to talk about the players who have seen their training camp stock so far go down and not have impressive performances, but where there are players that are losing ground on their battle to try to win starting spots or make the roster, there's going to be players that have looked really good so far, and Daniel Popper from The Athletic mentions him here. And the first guy he talks about is a guy that would be the reason that Donald Parham from the XFL would not make the roster, and that is Steven Anderson. And David, he also mentions on here that Anthony Lynn also commended Steven Anderson on his blocking so far, and he also says that he has a separation, not just that he's ahead of Donald Parham, but that he's had separation. And we've seen from multiple of the Chargers reporters that Steven Anderson has been making plays, but we've also seen that Donald Parham has been making some good blocks as well. But basically, the way this roster shakes out is there's two tight ends, Virgil Green and Hunter Henry, that are locks to make the roster. The Chargers probably are only going to hold three tight ends, so it's down to these two guys. And he's saying right here that it is a distinct advantage to Steven Anderson because he's just been that impressive so far, which is not something I don't think anyone saw coming.
Definitely not me. I had no expectation for Steven Anderson to come in here and steal this tight end three spot, but it seems like up to this point, that is exactly what he's doing. Daniel Popper said that he's one of the most consistent Chargers playmakers that have been out there, and that he also caught a 65-yard touchdown from Justin Herbert, in which he actually showed some breakaway yards after catch speed. So that's one thing that a little nugget that's in here. You're gonna have to read the article to be able to figure everything out. But one nugget I'll give you is that Steven Anderson was a former wide receiver. It shouldn't be of much of a surprise that Steven Anderson is a more far along pass catcher than the other two, because that was his primary occupation before he turned into a full-time tight end. So Steven Anderson making the most of the opportunities he's getting in practice. He understands that it's an everyday thing. You're going to have to put something on tape that is going to steal that attention from somebody else trying to take that tight end three job. And right now it seems like it's pretty clearly down to Donald Parham and Steven Anderson, and Anderson has that leg up.
Absolutely. And the next guy he talks about on the list is offensive tackle Storm Norton, who I guess is the opposite of Donald Parham as an XFL guy that has actually really impressed so far. And one of the main things he says on here is just the fact that all of the second team right tackle reps have gone to Storm Norton, or in some cases, the days that Brian Bulaga has been out, he's been playing with the first team as well. And with training camp, a lot of the times they say the depth charts don't matter, but they're trying these guys out with the first team, with the second team, to see how they play with these other guys, assuming that they possibly could make the team in the long haul. So, David, we got some bad news with Forrest Lamp, but it is cool to see a guy like Storm Norton taking advantage of this opportunity.
I mean, the guy with one of the coolest names in NFL history. I mean, I
think for the Chargers specifically.
I think we can all agree on that. But I think you knew pretty early on that Storm Norton was a really big get for Tom Telesco, because he signed a former undrafted free agent to a multi-year deal out of the XFL, and it seems like he's, you know, making the most of those opportunities. Anthony Lynn said that he's been stacking some bricks, which is an old school term, basically saying that he's definitely building momentum. So good for Storm Norton for taking advantage of his opportunity.
Stacking successes on top of each other, that's all you got to do. You do those things, you do your job, you can make the team with Anthony Lynn and the Chargers. And hey, you know, if you're that guy and you have the head coach talking about you as a guy you're not even sure is going to make the team, you have to love that. And another guy that I'm sure most Chargers already love is Joshua Kelly, the guy who's just sitting there smiling all the time, a guy that you don't think he's ever really been mad in his life, but you wouldn't know it by the way he runs. And for a running back, David, it's been a weird camp because you can't really show how physical you are because nobody's trying to fully tackle you and take you to the ground. And I think to some extent that makes it this much more impressive that he's been able to come out into this training camp, and we knew he was going to have a role maybe in short yards and goal line situations, and we weren't even positive about that. We just figured that's the way it would be, and it seems like he's trying to carve out more than that.
He definitely is. He's definitely another guy that is showing the coaching staff that he can play with the first team, that he's not just a short yardage back. He's not just a guy that is looking to seek out contact, but he can also use his speed. Daniel Popper said that his breakaway speed has been very surprising here at the NFL level. So Joshua Kelly looking really, really good. And hey, that's only good things for the Chargers. This guy has an infectious personality, a great smile, a guy that just lights up the room. But he's not just trying to light up the room. He's trying to light up every single person on the defense as well. And you got to love that mentality as a running back.
Yeah, and I think you would just feel bad for, you know, a guy like Derek Gore or Darius Bradwell, who's just trying to make the team as a running back, knowing that this team probably will only carry three running backs, and those three guys are pretty much locks to make it with Justin Jackson and Austin Ekeler as well. And I think Justin Jackson is the guy that could hurt the most from this, because it might be his carries that are really eaten away at. So I think that this is a great time for the Chargers, him being faster than they thought so far. I mean, him getting to the edge, you don't have to be able to break away a 60-yard touchdown. If you can get to the edge of this Chargers defense, I mean, that's a very good sign. And I've always been impressed by the way he caught the ball. I really liked the pick. I just thought they could have gotten him later. But great to see Joshua Kelly, who might even earn a bigger part of the offense than we thought before, doing well so far in camp. But the last guy we're going to talk about here is Jalen Guyton, who is a guy we talked about a lot at the beginning because you knew he was going to come out and be one of the fastest guys. And after the Chargers said that speed was one of the things they were looking for, now Jalen Guyton was getting some first team opportunities at the wide receiver three spot, David. And he's another guy that has gotten in there and he's made plays and been able to hold off guys like Joe Reed and KJ Hill.
Well, especially now with the Mike Williams injury, it seems like the emergence of Jalen Guyton is that much more important, isn't it? I mean, we don't know as any real timeline on when to expect Mike Williams to return, or if he's going to be ready for week one, or if he's going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season. We just don't know what to expect. But we do know that the Chargers need to have more guys step up. So that means Jalen Guyton making the most of his chances here with Mike Williams being gone. He could step in, not only be the wide receiver three, but he could step in and try to fill that wide receiver two spot for the Chargers as well. They need to get production anywhere they can get it. Hopefully they were able to foster some actual competition for that spot, because last year they got no production from anyone that was not Keenan Allen or Mike Williams. This year that can't happen. Jalen Guyton trying to make sure it doesn't.
And in college, Jalen Guyton was one of the better big play wide receivers in college football at North Texas. So I think that he absolutely has a chance to play on the outside, because who else is it really going to go to? He's not much bigger than Joe Reed, but he has that speed on the outside to get past defenders at the next level. And I think that combined with him being able to catch the ball is something that could absolutely put him in that conversation. But one thing he's going to have to do is block, because on Hard Knocks this week, he was getting called out by Anthony Lynn saying it was BS that he wasn't blocking and that blocking's an attitude. So if you want to start for Anthony Lynn, you better clean up that part of your game. But he has the size on the outside, and it would let you potentially have a wide receiving core that looks like KJ Hill in the slot, Keenan Allen and Jalen Guyton on the outside, which is something I think we will see at some point this season. But we do have one more guy that we got to get into pretty quickly, and that is Drew Tranquil. And I think one thing that really helps this, David, is the fact that we talked about earlier that they're choosing Drew Tranquil to go to Will linebacker so that Kenneth Murray is really competing with Denzel Perryman. And I think for them to just kind of slot him in as the weak side linebacker, even though they had him mainly play Mike last year, and even then, it was a timeshare between him and Denzel Perryman. One guy would start one game, Denzel Perryman would get suspended, and then Drew Tranquil would start, and then Denzel Perryman would come back and then it would be back to him starting again. So this has been a really weird situation, but a guy that we've liked that made his way through special teams is continuing to impress going into year two.
Yeah, I got to love everything that you're hearing about Drew Tranquil, and I think putting him at the weak side linebacker where he's going to have more coverage responsibilities, that's taking advantage of what Drew Tranquil does best. As a former safety, I think it's natural for him to cover tight ends and running backs and receivers. He does a really great job at it, so giving him more of the coverage responsibilities and letting Kenneth Murray just fly around and smash people with the football, I think is a very smart decision. That's how you get the best out of your playmakers, putting them in the best positions for them to use their skill sets to help you win football games.
Absolutely. And we've always been big Drew Tranquil guys. He's a guy that I've eaten a little bit of crow on just because I wasn't stoked when the Chargers picked him in the fourth round. I thought he was going to have a hard time being in with the offensive linemen and trying to make his way through the mess and be strong enough to kind of hold up at that position. And all he's done is, you know, prove everyone wrong and looks like one of the steals of that draft so far. And also looks like a mainstay for the Chargers, that linebacker, a position that they have really had a rotating door through over the last few seasons. I mean, you had Donald Butler a few seasons ago, then it turned to Jatavis Brown. You've had Denzel Perryman in and out. And when those guys have often gotten hurt, they've had to go to a lot. They've had a lot of troubles defensively. So Kenneth Murray, Drew Tranquil, that's the linebacking core that you want. You want both of those guys to also, though, be able to be out there and not hurt this defense. That's two really young players for the Chargers. And the other third linebacker spot would go to Kazir White, who's also showed a lot of athleticism. That's a former safety you have playing strong side linebacker. That's a hell of an athletic linebacking trio between those three guys. I mean, that's pretty crazy. You have two former safeties, Drew Tranquil and Kazir White. I mean, you think Tom Telesco has a type? But Gus Bradley loves to use these guys. He loves versatile pieces. The Chargers definitely have a lot of that going on. And this is the most excited I've been about a linebacking core for the Chargers in, I mean, at least 10-plus years. So
forever.
I'm excited to see it. Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to see it. But that is going to wrap things up for today's show. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow, as always, getting into the latest going on in Chargers news and Chargers training camp. But make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page at Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from. You can find the Locked On Chargers podcast there, whether it's a follow on Spotify or subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate it. And if you guys want to get on the voicemail show that we could do for tomorrow's show, make sure to call into 323-524-7924. I believe we have one spot available. So if you guys call today after you listen to the show, you might get your voice on tomorrow's show. But that's going to do it. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Until then, take it easy and go Bolts.